Live Updates: Trump Holds Pennsylvania Rally. By Tony Lee on September 3, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Thursday evening campaign rally in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, at Arnold Palmer Regional Airport. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 8:50 p.m., the most raucous Trump rally since the coronavirus hit concludes in Latrobe. 8:41 p.m., Trump, after vowing to protect George Washington's name, says as long as you have cancel culture, you need a strong president. 8:40 p.m., Trump talks about restoring patriotic education and teach our children to love our country, honor our history, and always respect our great American flag. 8:35 p.m., Trump says if Pelosi had just apologized, nobody would have been talking about it. He says it is now like the biggest story. 8:33 p.m., Trump says Pelosi must have treated the salon owner pretty badly because she used the salon and the salon turned her in. Trump asks, how much do they hate Nancy Pelosi? Trump rips her for not wearing her mask inside. Trump says if Pelosi was set up, she shouldn't be leading the House of Representatives. Trump says the salon owner should be leading the House. Trump says she is a highly overrated person. 8:32 p.m., Trump says America will be the manufacturing superpower of the world in the next 4 years and end its reliance on China. He says if it weren't for the fake Russia and fake Ukraine scandals, he would have accomplished everything he promised in the first term. 8:28 p.m., Trump says Biden opposed the China travel ban. He says Biden got the worst marks for his handling of the swine flu. 8:21 p.m., Trump says most states are opening up except for states like Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Michigan. He talks about the death, depression, drugs, job loss, suicides that accompany shutdowns. Trump, after saying all the restaurants are closed in New York, asks, how long can you do this for? Trump says everything will open up on November 4, win, lose, or draw. He says they are doing this for political reasons because they want his numbers to look as bad as possible. 8:16 p.m., Trump railing against universal mail-in voting. He says even dogs have gotten unsolicited ballots. He says the lists are inaccurate and dead people are getting ballots. He says it's a disgrace. Trump says he wants to see the results on November 3. 8:13 p.m., Trump reminds voters Biden supported the Iraq War, oversaw the rise of ISIS, cheered the rise of China, and opposed the killing of bin Laden and Soleimani. Trump says China owns Sleepy Joe. 8:10 p.m., Trump now talking about taking back the ISIS caliphate and killing al-Baghdadi and Iran's Soleimani. Trump says he kept America out of wars in the Middle East. He says it's good that he gets along with North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Russia. He says the maniacs always talk about Russia and never about China. Trump says Shifty Schiff is still talking about Russia, Russia. 8:08 p.m., talking about his Middle East peace deal. Trump, who cares about what the elites think about him more than most, name-checks the New York Times' Tom Friedman, saying he gave the deal a good review. 8:05 p.m., Trump says, during his administration, the border has been the most secure. He talks about ending catch and release and deporting gang members. Trump insists Mexico will be paying for the wall. 8:01 p.m., Trump now rips Biden for the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal and supporting China's entrance into the WTO, which Trump blames for the loss of manufacturing jobs in western Pennsylvania. He says Biden will not stand up to China's pillaging and rampaging of Pennsylvania. Joe Biden's agenda is made in China, Trump says. Mine is made in America. Crowd chants USA. USA. Trump talking about someone who must have issues. 7:56 p.m., Trump says Representative Conor Lamb, DPA, is weak like a lamb and he likes strong people. Trump continues to rip Utah, saying it is the home of our worst senator. 7:55 p.m., Trump claims Romney couldn't be elected dog catcher in Utah. He mocks him for marching with Black Lives Matter and says Romney gave him half a vote during the impeachment trial. 7:51 p.m., Trump says the media are doing whatever they can to get the sleepy guy into the White House. I don't think the public is going to fall for it, he says. Trump says Biden was never known to be a smart senator and now he is not prime time. 7:45 p.m., Trump continues to amplify stories about mini-strokes. He keeps talking about it. He now says he has answered more mean questions from the maniacs than any other president. He mocks Biden for finally taking questions yesterday. He says one questioner was smiling while asking Biden a question. Now he's back to talking about stories about his mini strokes. Trump says his wife was relieved when Trump told her he didn't have a heart attack after, according to him, CNN reported it. Trump says it could happen someday and, if it does, he hopes it works out. 7:42 p.m., Trump now ripping the Green New Deal. He says it was drawn up by people who don't get it or don't like the country. 7:40 p.m., Trump claims he is an environmentalist. He says countries like China, India, and Germany need to clean up the environment also or it doesn't work. Trump says the left wants to ban straws and mocks paper straws. Trump asks what about the plates, knives, spoons, and the cartons. He says the paper straws disintegrate and his ties would have no chance. 7:39 p.m., Trump says Biden has no control of what is happening. He claims Kennedy lost in Massachusetts because he wasn't a radical lefty. Trump seems to have some fondness for the Kennedy family. 7:38 p.m., Trump now mocks Biden for putting Beto O'Rourke in charge of guns. He now ridicules Beto for saying he was born to be president. Trump relishing in his dream job as pundit-in-chief. 7:35 p.m., Trump says his numbers have been up. Up like a rocket since his Mount Rushmore speech. He says leftists want to blow it up and get rid of Mount Rushmore. Crowd boos when Trump says D.C. Democrats want to take down the monuments in Washington and change the name of the Washington Monument. Trump praises a group of Italians in New York who protected the statue after forming a little circle. Trump says the agitators decided to leave. 7:32 p.m., after referring to Joe Biden, not to be confused with Joe Hayden, Trump sounds like he wants to do a MAGA V. CAG poll before losing interest in railing against the Paris Climate Accord. 7:30 p.m., Trump bragging about an important endorsement from the Boilermakers Local Union. 7:25 p.m., Trump warns Western Pennsylvanians that Biden will make every city look like Portland. He says the rioters chased Portland's radical left mayor. Trump mocks the mayor for being nice to the rioters, saying they only understand one thing: strength. Trump says Biden's plan is to appease the domestic terrorists while his plan is to arrest and prosecute them. 7:23 p.m., Trump says the rioters want Biden to win because they want to let rioters out of jail and roam the streets, defund the police, and cash bail, and hire far-left prosecutors and judges who will let the criminals run wild. Trump says energy bills will triple in Pennsylvania if Biden gets in the White House and ends fracking. Trump says a lot of crazy Bernie's voters supported him because of trade. Trump says Biden still doesn't get trade. 7:20 p.m., Trump claims Biden was silent all summer while agitators were chanting death to America. He mocks Biden for the low attendance at his events. Trump says there was nobody there today in Wisconsin. 7:18 p.m., Trump tells Western Pennsylvanians that Democrats will raise your taxes and take away your guns. He's now railing about the fake poll and fake everything. He says the suppression polls are made to make you feel depressed. He says he has the real polls and he is leading everywhere. He says his base is bigger and the enthusiasm is greater. Trump says if not for the plague from China, he would have canceled the rallies because the election would have been over. 7:15 p.m., Trump says we're rounding the turn in years ahead of schedule on a vaccine. Trump says Biden is a puppet of the socialist, Marxists, and cop-hating extremists. 7:13 p.m., Trump says Joe Biden wants to surrender your jobs to China. He says Biden wants to surrender the nation to the radical left. Trump says this election was over before the coronavirus, but now he has to go back to work. Trump vows to bring the anarchists, looters, and rioters to justice. 7:12 p.m., Trump says it's great to be in La Trobe. He says he's going to win Pennsylvania in 61 days and 4 more years in the White House. 7:10 p.m., Trump getting ready to speak in the important 2020 battleground state. 7:05 p.m. 7 p.m., Air Force One about to land. 6:45 p.m., Trump heading to Arnold Palmer Regional Airport. The King played a round of golf with anyone he potentially wanted to go into business with because he knew golf revealed everything he needed to know about a person. Raucous crowd awaits Trump in La Trobe.